brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to attain Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله حضرت علامہ ابو عبداللہ محمد بن احمد مکی قرطبی علیہ رحمت اللہ القوی has narrated, a woman once visited the blessed court of حضرت سیدنا حسن بصری علیہ رحمت اللہ القوی and requested, my young daughter has passed away, please let me know how I can see her in my dream. He told her what to do. So she saw her deceased daughter in the dream. However, in the state that she was dressed in clothing made from the colophony, she had chains around her neck and her feet were bound together. Allahu Akbar. Upon seeing that horrific scene, the mother began to tremble. The next day, she related the dream to Hazrat Sayyidina Hasan Basri, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, who was saddened upon hearing it. After some time, Hazrat Sayyidina Hasan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi saw a girl in his dream who was sitting on a throne with a crown adored on her head. Upon seeing him, she said, I am the daughter of that deceased mother who told you of my state. Sayyidina Hasan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi then said, according to her, you were being punished by Allah Azza wa Jal. Then how did this transformation take place? Allahu Akbar. According to your mother, you were under the azab of Allah Azza wa Jal. You were under punishment. Then how did this transformation take place? The deceased girl replied, a person passed by the graveyard and recited salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Due to the blessings of his salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the torment from 560 graves were lifted away. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, through the barakah and blessings of one salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the punishment and azab from 560 graves were lifted away. Subhanallah. Let's get together and recite Darood Sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again we would like to welcome you to this beautiful silsilas on Madani channel named The Laws of Salah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal and the blessings of our beloved Nabi صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, we have come this far, where we had previously discussed many, many aspects of Salah. Alhamdulillah. Today, before we continue with today's topic, I humbly request one and all to please collectively make good, good intentions before you watch this episode. As we always mention, the need of making good intention is this, that there is no reward without any good intention. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that the intention, the niyah of a believer is greater than his action. So this program which you are going to watch is a good action, for you would learn the deen and you would learn the masail related to the deen, as salah is a great way of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a command in the Holy Quran. So you are going to learn things related to salah, which is learning ilm-e-deen. So you make this intention that I am going to seek ilm-e-deen for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whatever good I hear today, I will convey it to others. I will teach it to others. I make the intention that I will teach for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, convey on my behalf even if it is a single verse. Therefore, we will learn the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in relation to today's topic. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, just to have a brief recap of what we have discussed. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Thus far we have discussed, besides the rewards of performing salah, many episodes were all about the importance of salah. As far as the rulings of salah is concerned, we discussed the 6 preconditions of salah, subhanallah. We explained each one of them, as well as the 7 faraid of salah. What are the 7 faraid of salah? Then we discussed the 30 wajibat of salah. What are the wajibat of salah? And then we discussed approximately 96 sunan of salah. We also explained each one of them. What are the sunnahs of salah, subhanallah? And then we discussed the sunan after salah. What are the sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after performing salah? Allahu Akbar. And we also discussed the sunan for Islamic sisters. What would they do? And then finally we discussed the 14 mustahabbat of salah. Those mustahab acts that if one does, he gets sawab. There is a reward for him. And if he does not do it, there is no sin whatsoever. And whilst closing the topic of mustahabbat, we discussed the last issue, which is performing sajda on the earth without anything between the forehead and the ground. Between the forehead and the ground, there shouldn't be anything between. It's a mustahab act. Subhanallah. We discussed the practice of Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the excellence of the dust being on the forehead of a musalli. Allah Allah. Subhanallah. And we gave this reference that Hazrat Sayyidina Wasila bin Asqa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam said, none of you should remove his forehead dust until he finishes his salah, because angels keep praying for his forgiveness for as long as the mark of sajda remains on his forehead. Allahu Akbar. So, wo ghubar jo maathe pe reh jata hai sajda karne ke baad, usko hame hatana nahi chahiye. کیونکہ جب تک وہ ہمارے ماتھے پہ رہے گا تو فرشتے اس مسلی کے لیے اس شخص کے لیے دعائیں مغفرت مانگتے رہتے ہیں. So therefore, we should not move the dust from our forehead. But we also mentioned an Islamic ruling. It is not better to remove the dust from the forehead during salah. However, if the musalli feels pain or his attention is diverted because of not removing the dust, there is no harm in removing the dust in this case. If someone suspects the fear of show off, he should remove the dust from his forehead after the salah. So ye andesha hai, ye khauf dil mein hai ki mere andar riyakari aa rahi hai kyunki ye cheez mere maathe pe hai, to aise shakhs ko nikal dena chahiye. For such a person who feels that I am going to show off, I have got riyakari in my heart because I am showing everybody the dust on my forehead, I am a namazi, such a person should immediately remove the dust from his forehead after salah. Namaz ke baad, wo apne maathe se hata le. However, dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, aaj, today's discussion is this, that we are going to discuss the 29 acts that invalidate the salah. Yes, that will make your salah invalid. What are those? For example, number one, talking in salah will definitely break your salah. It will invalidate your salah. Saying salam to someone, replying to salam of someone else, replying to someone's sneeze. For example, if you sneeze while offering salah, you should remain silent. However, if you say alhamdulillah, there is no harm in it. If you didn't say alhamdulillah during salah, say after the salah. Uttering Alhamdulillah, on hearing good news, will invalidate the salah. Saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, on hearing bad news of someone's death, this will also invalidate your salah. Replying to the adhan in salah, uttering Jalla Jalaluhu, on hearing the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting Darood Sharif, for example, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as a reply on hearing the blessed name of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If Jalla Jalaluhu or Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were uttered without the intention of reply, the salah will not become invalid. It was not the intention to reply by hearing the name. This will not invalidate the salah. So therefore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's go on to the next session, also in regards of invalidating the salah. For example, crying in salah. If somebody cries in the condition of salah, what will be the condition? It is mentioned, due to pain or trouble, if the words ah, uh, uf, tuf are uttered, or if the letters are pronounced while crying during salah, the salah will become invalid. The salah will become invalid. However, there is no harm if just tears welled up without the utterance of these letters. If only tears come in the eyes, if only tears are flooded into the eyes and there's no words, there's no letters mentioned, as I just mentioned to you, this will not invalidate the salah. Allahu Akbar. If the muqtadi begins to cry in salah due to the recitation and the words na'am or yes are uttered, the salah will be valid. For this word was uttered due to khushu, humility. However, if he said these words due to imam's attractive manner or recitation, the salah will become invalid. Subhanallah. So out of khushu and khudu, fear and humility in his heart, if he said na'am, meaning yes, in salah, his salah will not become invalid. But due to the imam's recitation and attractiveness, he responded by saying na'am, his salah will become invalid. Now these are those things, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that happens to us on a daily basis. You would notice that you would not cough before salah, but the moment you stand on the prayer mat, the moment you stand on the musalla, cough starts to come. Your body starts to itch. You become irritable. You think of things that you never thought before salah. Why? Because shaitan puts waswasa in the mind of a person who performs salah. Shaitan will interfere and bring those thoughts to your mind that never came to your mind before salah. So we should know the ruling of these things that happens in salah. Khasne se kya hota hai? Khujane se kya hota hai? Rone se kya hota hai? These things are important for us. These masail are extremely important. So therefore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, so let's go on to the issue of coughing. If a patient spontaneously utters the word ah or uff, the salah will not be invalid. If a patient, a mariz, a person who is sick and exempted by sharia, similarly, the letters uttered under compulsion, whilst sneezing, yawning, coughing or burping are exempted. These are those things in salah that come naturally, out of salah or in salah. It's a natural thing to burp, as well as coughing or yawning or sneezing. Therefore, blowing without making a sound is like breathing and will not invalidate the salah. Blowing without making a sound is like breathing and will not invalidate the salah. But it is makruh to blow deliberately. If somebody blows in salah, for example, he blew in salah, this will not invalidate the salah. But it is makruh to blow deliberately. However, if two letters are uttered whilst blowing, for example, uff, tuff, salah will become invalid. This pronunciation that came out from my tongue while showing you, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this kind of letters or sound will invalidate the salah. Therefore, uttering two letters while clearing throat will invalidate the salah. However, if there is a valid excuse or proper purpose, for example, if you naturally feel to do so, or to clear the voice or correct imam's mistake, or draw the attention of the one passing from your front, then there is no harm and coughing in all these cases. So if you cleared your throat so that you could correct the imam, or that you could recite the Quran correctly, as I just mentioned, or naturally you did it, in these cases, clearance of the throat will not invalidate the salah. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani channel, let's learn about reading from a written script in salah. Something is written in front of you. So will this break your salah? Will this invalidate your salah? Subhanallah. Reciting the Quran, seeing from its script, or from any piece of paper, or from writing on the arch, etc., during the salah will invalidate the salah. Allahu Akbar. However, if a musalli just takes a glance at a mushaf sharif or arch, if he takes a glance at the Quran sharif or a arch while reciting the memorized verses, the memorized ayat, there is no harm in it. Similarly, if the musalli saw and comprehended an ayah written on a piece of paper but did not recite it, there is no harm in it. Deliberately seeing and comprehending an Islamic book or any Islamic topic during the salah is makruh. And if a worldly topic is seen and comprehended during the salah, it would be more makruh. Therefore, one should keep things such as book, packets and shopping bags with any writing on them, mobile phones or watch, etc., in such a way that their writing does not come into its sight during salah. Or he should cover them with a handkerchief. Furthermore, avoid taking a glance at frames, stickers and leaflets, etc., displayed at the pillar. So this are the masail of reading anything in salah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now let's learn the definition of amal-e kaseer. Amal-e kaseer is that thing that invalidates the salah, provided it is neither from the acts of salah nor it is aimed at rectifying salah. How do we explain this? For example, doing the act seeing which from distance seems as if the doer of that act is not offering salah. If somebody has to watch that person from a distance and it seems as if he is not performing salah, or if there is a strong likelihood that he is not offering salah, that act is amal-e kaseer. This is the definition of amal-e kaseer, that from a distance, if you had to see someone doing that specific act and you are certain that this person is not performing salah, so that means this is amal-e kaseer. It is such a big act that it's sure that he is not performing salah. If the one watching from a distance is in a doubt as to whether or not the doer of that act is offering salah, the act will be amal-e qaleel. That does not invalidate the salah. From a distance you had seen a person performing salah, but now one has to go into a mode of thought. He gets into a thought and is confused. Shayad namaz mein ho, shayad namaz mein na ho. He is confused. So this confusion means that that person doing that act, he is doing amal-e qaleel. It's not amal-e kaseer, a big amal, a big act. It's a small act. Qaleel means small and kaseer means big. Subhanallah. Now we would go to the next topic, dear viewers of Madani channel. Regarding the same topic, we would speak regarding the next aspect, and this is wearing clothes during salah. Wearing kurta, pajama or tahban during salah. Undressing of sitr during the salah and in the same condition offering any act of salah, or the passing of the amount of time in which subhanallah can be uttered thrice. This are the masail that invalidates the salah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, swallowing in namaz, in Urdu they say nigalna, to swallow something. During salah, if someone eats or drinks something even in the least amount, such as swallowing a seam seed without chewing, or swallowing a drop that fell into the mouth, his salah will become invalid. Allahu Akbar. Before salah, someone ate a sweet thing whose crumbs were not in the mouth. Just a little sweetness remained in the saliva. Swallowing it will not invalidate the salah. Subhanallah. So if somebody ate something sweet and there is nothing between the teeth, but the sweetness and the sugar of that, the taste of it is in the saliva, and one had to swallow the saliva, it will not invalidate the salah. Allahu Akbar. If there is sugar, etc., in the mouth that dissolves and reaches the throat, the salah will become invalid. If there is sugar that dissolved in the mouth, in that kind of sweetness, and that went down the throat, that will invalidate the salah. Allahu Akbar. If gums bleed and the amount of saliva dominates that of blood, swallowing it will not invalidate the salah. Otherwise, it will. So, if the amount of saliva, if the amount of spit dominates that of blood, if the spit is more than the blood, the salah will not break. But if the blood is more than the spit, more than the saliva, the salah will surely become invalid. Allahu Akbar. The sign of blood domination is that if its taste is felt in the throat. Ab ye baat kaise pata chale ki khoon ghalib hai thook par ki thook ghalib hai khoon par? How would one know which is more dominant? Then the reasoning or the answer towards this the ulama had given, that if the spit had to reach the throat in salah and the person could taste the blood, a funny feeling, that means the blood is more than the spit. If it was the opposite way, the spit is more than the blood, then this will not invalidate the salah. Allahu Akbar. The invalidation of salah depends upon taste, while that of wudu depends upon color. Therefore, wudu will become invalid when the saliva turns red. If it is yellow, it will not become invalid. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, we are learning these Madani pools that invalidate the salah. It is extremely important for us to learn so that we may read our salah correctly. Allahu Akbar. Now, let's discuss the issue of deviating from the Qibla during salah. Moving away from the Qibla during salah. If somebody moves away from the Qibla whilst performing salah, what will happen to him? Ye bhi janna zaruri hai, taki hamari namazein durust ho. Agar hum nahi seekhenge, to kis tarah hamari namazein durust hongi? So dear viewers of Madani channel, let's learn these masail. Let's study them and let's teach it to others. Subhanallah. Turning chest from the direction of Qibla at or beyond the angle of 45 degree without a valid reason will invalidate the salah. So if one is performing salah facing the Qibla and he turned from the direction beyond the angle of 45 degree, he turned away beyond the angle of 45 degree, and why did he turn? He did not have a valid reason why he turned. His salah will become invalid. If there is a valid reason, the salah will not become invalid. For example, someone suspected hadath, the invalidation of wudu. He suspected that my wudu broke. And as soon as he turned his face, he realized the mistake of suspecting. He moved from the direction and then he realized, nahi, no, I have my wudu. And then he came back to the direction. In this case, if he has not exited the masjid, his salah will not become invalid. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channels, so we should try to read salah correctly, dear viewers of Madani channel. Let's learn a few masail before we terminate, as these are important things and we may face these challenges on a daily basis of our lives. Killing a snake during salah, what will happen? Allahu Akbar. Killing a snake or scorpion does not invalidate the salah, provided that the musalli does not have to walk 3 steps. Killing a snake or a scorpion during salah does not invalidate the salah, provided that the musalli does not have to walk 3 steps. Nor is there need of 3 strikes, otherwise the salah will become invalid. Killing a snake or scorpion is permissible when it is passing in front of the musalli and there is fear of harm. However, leave alone scorpion and snakes these days. To answer cell phones in salah, we are answering cell phones. Allahu Akbar. We go and open the window, or we on the AC, or we dig in our pockets, or we get involved in unnecessary things of the dunya. When will this come out from our hearts? When will we stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal Allahu Akbar. In the previous episode, we mentioned the salah of the pious predecessors, Sahaba Ikram ki namazi Allah Allah. We mentioned the salah of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. We spoke about the salah of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. We spoke about the salah of Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. How they used to perform their salah. We also mentioned the way Hazrat Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to perform his salah. The Khulafai Rashideen, the Awliyai Kamilin, the pious predecessors, Allah Allah, the pious saints, the way they performed their salah, they left an example for us taki hum unhe dekh ke apni namazein padhe. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, ahadith is there. If you want to read namaz correctly, then study these things, dear viewers of Madani channel. As I mentioned before as well, that this book, The Laws of Salah, written by Amir Ahl Sunnat, Bani Da'wat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana, Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Attar Radhavi, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyya, is a must for every home. Laws of Salah in Urdu, Namaz Ki Ahkam. Get your hands on this piece of book. Subhanallah, it will change the taste of your Salah. Allahu Akbar. Because once you know the rules and regulations of Salah, you will find lazzat, you will find taste and beautification in your Salah. You will find yourself to be reading Salah with khushu and khudu. And the moment you find this taste, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will find that you are a person who is not no more missing your Salah. Your namazes will not become qaza, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Therefore, we would like to terminate Dear Views of Madani channel. Keep watching the previous episodes, the coming episodes to Dear Views of Madani channel. These masail are extremely important. Inshallah, in the coming episodes, we will discuss the mas'ala, the ruling of scratching in Salah. What happens if one have to itch and scratch in Salah? For example, like we discussed the coughing of Salah, what is amal qaleel, what is amal kathir, what are the rules, or what happens if one has to make mistakes in Salah? We will also discuss the 32 makruhat tahreema of Salah, hanging a shawl on the shoulders, and as well as removing grit during Salah. Aankhon mein kuch chali gayi aur usko nikalne mein lag gaye aap namaz ke andar, to namaz us surat mein namaz mein kya ho jata hai? What happens in Salah if something has to go in the eyes and you are taking it out? Will your namaz become invalid? Will this invalidate your Salah? Cracking of the knuckles, it's a common thing. So keep watching Madani channel, inshallah. In the coming episodes, these masail will be discussed. Don't forget, what is our Madani mission? It is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله.
Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you, namaz will to attain Jannah.